Good morning. So yes, my name is Kathleen Morgan, and I am so excited to get to share with you guys this morning. So this summer, we have been going through the series, True Wisdom for True Living, and working through the book of Proverbs as we've been doing so. So today, we're going to be in the book of Proverbs in chapter 12 and talking about honesty and its importance in relationships. So for myself, honesty was not a virtue that I excelled at in high school. When I was in 8th and 9th grade, I was really lonely, and I wanted more than anything to have like a really good group of friends. And I wanted it so much that I was willing to lie to get it. So the girls that I was hanging out with would be talking about different TV shows and movies, and I would say that I had seen them. And they would be talking about music and artists that they love, and I'd be like, yeah, I love them too, even though I really had no idea who they were talking about. I would embellish stories to make myself look better, and eventually I just started making up stories entirely. But the issue was is that I was creating this massive web of lies that took more lies to maintain it. I was not only lying at school, I was starting to lie at home and to my family. And all of this lying eventually caught up with me in my grade 10 year, when my friends started to see through a lot of my lies. And initially, they were really upset because the person that they thought I was, the person that they knew, was not actually who I was. My character was questioned not only because of my lack of honesty, but because of the amount of deliberate lies that I told. And throughout my grade 10 year, a lot of those friendships faded away. And my dishonesty left me feeling far lonelier than I had been 2 years prior. Like me, you probably have a story of a time where you lied and someone found out. Maybe, think about how it felt for the truth to be discovered and how it affected that relationship. Often, the consequences of dishonesty don't just hurt us as individuals, but they hurt our relationships. So today, we're going to look at what Proverbs is saying around honesty and its importance. So we are starting in chapter 12, verse 17. And verse 17 says, "An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies." This seems like a straightforward verse, right? Telling the truth is good and lying is bad. But I think it portrays so much more than that. It points to the character of these two types of individuals. The honest witness tells the truth, and they show integrity in their speech. You can trust what they're saying because you know that they're an honest person. However, the same cannot be said of the false witness. They tell lies, and their stories have inaccuracies. They can't be trusted because you know that they can be dishonest. And this is where our words become so important, because it not only displays our character to people, but it shapes our character. In my life, I was the false witness. I would speak lies without even a second thought. I was not living with integrity. But when you live a life with honesty, it leads to integrity in relationships. Integrity is defined as the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Again, this points to honesty as so much more than just our words. It's critical to show how we act and speak in different situations. Sometimes lying is far more appealing than telling the truth. By lying, you might be able to get yourself out of trouble or make yourself look better. In the moment, it will almost undoubtedly be easier than being honest because it might protect you from backlash. However, does that promote honesty in relationships? When we're living honestly, we have the ability to be fully known by others. In high school, my friends didn't know who I really was. They knew the me that I portrayed and the me that I lied about, but they didn't know who I actually was. However, when we're fully known, we can be fully loved. By being fully known by somebody, they know our struggles, they know our shortcomings, they know the best and the worst parts of us. And when people love us, even when they know all of these things, they love every bit of us. Honesty and integrity in relationships leads to being loved for who you truly are. We can all think of people who live their lives with integrity. They think before they speak, and they don't just say things for a reaction. They thoughtfully choose their words. They don't say anything with 100% authority unless it's 100% truth. And when it's hard, they share that truth, even if it means it's going to impact them negatively in the moment. At the end of the day, it shows that they are willing to put their comfort aside to be honest. And God's call for this type of living can be seen in verse 19 as well. It says, "Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only for a moment." When we speak with honesty, our words pass the test of time. No matter how much time has passed, if we've spoken it in truth, it's still truth. However, if we tell lies, they don't stand up quite as well. You may think you're able to keep a lie going for a long time, but lies have a way of making themselves known. In relationships, when lies are exposed, it can cause major damage, especially if that lie has been held for a long time. The long-term effects are often so much greater than telling the truth in the short term. People who live with integrity in relationships are willing to speak words that endure forever instead of speaking words that last only for a moment. An example of this is God's word to us through Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, rebuking, and training in righteousness." We know that God is a God of truth, and therefore we can have comfort in the fact that the truth of His word lasts forever. He shows His honesty and His integrity through the fulfilling of His promises to us. Just like integrity is important to relationships, honesty in relationships is powerful. Verse 18 says, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." When we're in relationships, sometimes hard conversations have to be had. Conversations where someone maybe needs to be aware of something hurtful they did or said. Maybe you have to talk to somebody about a mistake they made. You have to be honest, but it's not easy. A crucial part of honesty is that it can be done in love or it can be done to tear down, and there's a really fine line between the two. If you're approaching these conversations not from a place of love, then you can cause more damage than good. However, if you go in with the intention to help, then honesty can be powerful. And in my own life, I've experienced this in a relationship with a mentor. So I'm a swim coach for the Barracuda Swim Club, and I have been for the past 5 seasons. I love it. But to get that position, I had to get my coaching certification. It was about a year-long process with multiple steps along the way, and one of those steps was an on-deck evaluation. So one of our head coaches had to come, watch me run a practice, and evaluate my skills. I was allowed to pick the coach I wanted to evaluate me, and I chose the coach that I did because she had not only been mentoring me and teaching me as I was learning to be a coach, but she had been my swim coach since I was 11 years old. So I knew her really well, and I assumed that she would take it easy on me because of that. I was very wrong in that assumption. After I had my evaluation, she sat down with me and pointed out several areas that I needed to grow in, and initially I was really hurt. I thought that I was a terrible coach and that I should just quit right then and there. But after a little bit of time, I had the realization that everything she said to me was true. And she wasn't saying it to me to hurt me, but rather because she wanted to see me grow and become a better coach. And once I had that realization, I was able to put a lot of the things that she asked me to work on into practice, and I saw my skills improving. It also grew our relationship because she was able to be honest with me in ways that I needed to grow, and I was able to accept that and learn from that because I knew that she was doing it out of a place of love. Honesty gives you the power to build up or to break down. It has to be used wisely and with discernment. There are practical skills we can use when having difficult conversations. Affirming someone in what they do well and what you love about them is huge. My coach encouraged me in what she saw me do well and in ways that she had already seen me grow. Even in conversations when you're giving honest feedback, you have to be encouraging. Go in with a plan. Know what you want to say before you get there and how you want to say it. Articulating constructive criticism is huge because how you say something will affect how a person will receive it. And finally, make sure your tone and your body language reflect that you're not there to tear down, but to help the person grow. By approaching conversations in this manner, we can encourage rather than hurt. Honest conversations are not only important with other people, but with God. Being honest with God is interesting because even though God knows already what we're thinking and feeling, we so often try to lie to him. We try to justify our actions and our decisions even though we know that we're wrong. If God is convicting you of something you are doing or something you have done, you need to listen because he's never coming from a place of wanting to hurt you. He is always coming from a place of love and a desire to see us grow. As well as honesty being powerful in relationships, honesty in relationships brings freedom. Verse 21 says, "No harm overtakes the righteous, but the wicked have their fill of trouble." With dishonesty often comes fear, the fear of the truth being found out, fear of consequences and repercussions. When we tell a lie, there's often many lies that follow because we're trying to protect ourselves from the truth being found out. The constant maintenance of keeping lies straight becomes a ton of work, and as it becomes more and more work, the fear and the stress of the consequences builds. Living in the fear of truth being revealed can take over our thoughts. In high school, I walked in this fear every day. I had told so many lies that trying to keep them straight was a daily struggle. But at that point, I felt like I was far too deep to start telling the truth. So instead, I lived with that shame until the lies were exposed for me. Maybe this is where you are. You feel like the fear of the truth is too great and that lying is easier. Maybe you feel overwhelmed by the amount of lies that you've told, and it seems too big to start working through. But in actuality, this isn't the case. There are small ways that you can begin to walk in freedom, and that in the freedom that honesty brings. It might be choosing to be honest in a moment when you would have normally lied. Or you could start by telling one person, someone who you know and trust and love, your story, your whole story, no lies, but who you are and what is true. By taking the step to share with someone, you are stepping out of the fear and into honesty and freedom, because freedom comes through being honest. With everything we have looked at so far, we can say that honesty is vital to healthy relationships. Without honesty, relationships become difficult. Because for relationships to grow and deepen, people need to be able to trust one another. Verse 21 supports this idea by saying, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy." I want to look at the word trust. Trust has a lot of synonyms, and two of its synonyms are hope and faith. We know that God is an honest God. He's a perfect example of what it means to be trustworthy, and we can have hope and faith in the fact that he will fulfill everything he says he will do. He is a God who never goes back on his word, and we are called to emulate this in our own lives and in our relationships. Every day, we have multiple people that we interact with. Some of these people may be your kids, your parents, your spouse, friends, coworkers, teachers, classmates, neighbors, the list goes on and on. No matter what the relationship is, honesty is a key part of it. When you are honest and are trustworthy to those you spend time with, you're able to build deeper relationships and create the space for vulnerability. One place where you see this need for trust and honesty is in youth ministry. I've had the opportunity the last couple years to be a small group leader, and almost every year, small group starts off the same way. In September, when you first start meeting with your group, nobody wants to answer the questions, and group discussions are usually pretty quiet. But it's because the youth don't know you. They don't know their other groupmates, and they don't know if they can trust you. They're not sure how openly they can answer the questions. However, after a few months of meeting, relationships have formed, and if they fully trust you, they'll engage more deeply in discussions. In this time of forming relationships, it's so important to encourage honesty, not only from the youth, but to display it as well. By being open with them about things I love, how I see God working in my life, and what things I find difficult, they see that I'm wanting to have a relationship with them, and they're able to share these things as well. Not only are relationships inside the church, is honesty and truth essential, but as an individual and the church body living in Prince George, the way we as Christians, as followers of Jesus, and as the Westwood Church family live is betraying what we believe and who we follow. By living with honesty and integrity, we are displaying values that point to Christ. So, as the worship team comes up, I want you to think about some of the ways you can apply these things. How can honesty lead to integrity in the relationships that you have? How can you speak truth in a constructive, loving way? What would it look like to walk towards freedom? How can you model honesty and vulnerability to others? As you leave today and head into your week, where in these areas of your life can you live with more honesty and integrity, and by doing so, show Christ to others? Thank you.
So before we sing the last song,